feel bulletproof. Fighting six, the second baseman, number 16, Brinkley Bell. Fighting seven, the third baseman, number 11, Luis Avila Jr. Fighting eight, and the designated hitter, number 27, George Ola. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 38, Ray Patrick Bitter. And the starter for the San Antonio Mission, number 8, Daniel Camarena. And now the starting lineup for your return lockdown. Leading off, and the designated hitter, number 29, is Isabel Clark. Batting second, the center fielder, number 1, Lawrence Butler. Batting third, the third baseman, number 12, Brett Harris. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 2, Darryl Hernay. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 22, Cesaro Amador. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 24, J.J. Schwartz. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 8, William Davidson. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 25, Chase Calloway. And the starting pitcher for the lockdown, number 21, Toby Estes. Get on your feet, fans, for the Memphis Rocktown's mascot, Rocky Rocktown. And now let's give a warm welcome to Chip the Rockhammer. And one of the Rock Towns pitches registers a 99 miles per hour or faster on the NCS multi-stage pitch speed display every game. Concession stand gets a free soda at the hot corner concession stand for 5 minutes. Thank you. they truly will do get some of these storms. 79 by the end of the day, and then two of the first one comes through 742. I'll find it out. Good luck, guys.
It's now time for the middle of the perfect telegram to open up the game. Here's Rocky to deliver tonight's official game ball for our first pitch. Tonight we have Marcus Estrade at Steel Energy. Sponsored by Excel Heat Control. Behind home plate and the crew chief, Ray Patchett. The first big umpire, Casey Sheen. And the third big umpire, Troy William.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
And yes, you are absolutely correct. A little bit later than we had anticipated this evening, Mother Nature intervened here in West Texas. And boy, we had ourselves a thunderstorm. There are more on the way, but we are hoping and hope the forecast is correct that those should come a little bit after 11 o'clock tonight. So weather intervening a little bit, but my goodness, I mean, our crew just did a tremendous job in getting this field ready. The field itself, of course, drains really well, and the tarp is on the infield, but the tracks and all those areas, those really take a lot of heavy rain and took a whole bunch of man hours, if you will, and a whole bunch of manpower. But looks like everything is squared away. Skies above us are mostly blue, just some clouds on the horizon at this point, or at least on the periphery, if you will. So if Mother Nature will allow, we'll play nine or so innings of baseball as this series continues. Midway through this six-game set, the San Antonio Missions have come to town and absolutely turned the South Division race, if not upside down, they turned it sideways pretty good. The Missions came in three games behind the Rockhounds with a six-game series beginning, and they have won all three games last night in emphatic fashion. The first two were very close games, Tuesday night extra innings, or Tuesday during the day, I should say, extra innings. Wednesday, 6-5 was the final with the game-winning run scoring in the ninth. But last night, our Thursday game, Nolan Watson was absolutely outstanding. The Missions right-hander is now the league leader in earned run average after throwing seven scoreless innings. He was, again, just, I don't know that overpowering is really the word because he struck out six batters. That's not a huge number, but Nolan Watson was absolutely terrific. He hasn't had overwhelming run support to this point on the year. He came in 1-2 with a 1.59 ERA, but the Missions gave him plenty of support last night. 8-2 is the final when all is said and done. So the Rockhounds in San Antonio, now both 19-17, a flat-footed tie for the top spot. Frisco, and by the way, they are dealing with weather. They are delayed in their start with Amarillo. Frisco is now 2.5 games back. And again, a lot of talent on that roster. You have a feeling that they will be, they're going to be a factor, one would think, in this first half pennant race. Teams are getting set to take the diamond. We'll take a quick timeout. I want to give you a couple of numbers on two hitters. It'll give you, I think, a pretty good perspective about this series. We'll do that in a moment when our Bud Light pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
When this series began, the Missions came to town as a team, hitting just 209. They are hitting 315 in this series. It's been a little bit of role reversal. The Rockhounds lead the league still in hitting, but we're hitting 277 coming in and are hitting just 225 in the series. So a little role reversal going on here. A couple of other numbers coming up in that regard shortly. Right now, though, let's take you downstairs for, I believe we have a band assembled in shallow right field to play our Star Spangled Banner from Momentum Bank Ballpark. From the edge of shallow right field, our national anthem this evening from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Give you a couple of other numbers on specific hitters, just a real good perspective on this San Antonio, again, a team which has struggled at the dish overall, collectively, just the numbers, but not in this series, hitting 315 as a team, and they've won the first three ball games. They are averaging precisely seven runs per game. Pitching matchup, it'll be Daniel Camarena who will go to the mound for San Antonio. Left-hander is 0-1 with a 9 ERA. And Joey Estes will go to the mound for the Rockhounds. He's 0-3, 4.97 ERA. Has some other numbers that kind of belie that, and Joey will get the baseball here in game number four. The teams come in tied for the top spot. Joey Estes will throw the first pitch of our Friday night ball game. Now that the weather has relented, he'll throw the first pitch after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And we have 76 degrees. The wind is kind of medium, if you will, for West Texas. Technical weather term, of course. About 10 miles an hour, and it is blowing out toward right field. So a little bit of breeze, but not overly so. Not for this part of the world. Connor Hollis will lead it off. Joey Estes will make the start number six, appearance number eight overall for the Rockhounds on the season. So it's cool but comfortable and breezy. Here's Joey Estes, here's Connor Hollis, and here's our first pitch of the ball game. And it is up and in for ball one, one ball and no strikes. Connor, the shortstop, and he's one of the two guys I'll give you some numbers on in terms of the season and the last three games. Bouncing ball, foul, wide of third, count 1-1. Connor, the shortstop, leading it off. Tirso Ornelas will again bat second, as he has all through the series. He's in right field, Ornelas in right. Pedro Castellanos will again bat third, the first baseman batting third and playing the three spot. Estes, a long look in now, has the sign from Shane McGuire, and the 1-1 pitch. Went just up and in, ball two, two balls and a strike. Daniel Johnson will again bat cleanup. He's been there all four games. The Mission center fielder, Daniel Johnson. Michael De La Cruz, the catcher, batting fifth. De La Cruz, the catcher. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. The count goes 2-2. Brantley Bell has had a big series. He'll move to second base in this game and hit sixth. Brantley Bell. Luis Aviles Jr. is the third baseman, batting seventh. Aviles Jr. at third base for San Antonio. The two-ball, two-strike pitch on the way from Estes, and a backup pitch, boy, just missed. Some of the folks grump a little bit. Boy, that pitch was close. 3-2, full count to the leadoff batter. Hollis ready. Estes with a pitch. Bounced foul. We'll do it again on 3-2. Jorge Onya is the designated hitter. He will bat eighth. Onya is the DH. And Ray Patrick Ditter will bat ninth. He's the left fielder. Ditter in left field. Here's the 3-2. Bounce foul again, so Hollis doing battle here. About to see the eighth pitch of this leadoff plate appearance. Connor, bright red batting gloves on both hands. Estes comes set. Joey with a third payoff pitch, and it's inside for a ball. So Connor Hollis earns his way on base with a base on balls. Mention San Antonio and the difference between the numbers coming into this series and these first three games. Connor Hollis is 5-for-9 in the series. He just drew a base on ball series. 5-for-9 in the series in two games with a home run and two driven in. Maybe his numbers in the first 31 games coming into this series. Swinging a foul straight back off the bat of Tirso Ornelas. Connor, in 31 games before the bus pulled into Momentum Bank Ballpark, had 18 hits in 105 at-bats. And again, that's not meant to be demeaning. No way, no how. I'm just telling you the difference. Those are just the numbers. He is running. Pitch is taken down low. Throw by McGuire. Got a chance. Slapped the tag. Got him. He's out. Connor, in fact, kind of overslid the bag anyway, but shortstop Darryl Hernay is covering the bag, and Connor Hollis is retired. 2-6 goes to caught stealing. A one ball, one strike count. Bases empty. One man down. Ornelas, left-handed hitter at 193. Sends one foul wide of the bag at first. Count is 1-2. So Connor Hollis came into the series hitting 171. Again, just his numbers through 31 games. 18 hits and 105 at-bats. 5-for-9. As many home runs as he had hit in his first 31. Here's a swing and a miss. High fastball from Estes at 92. And Ornelas chases it up and out of the zone for the strikeout. Two down in the inning. So Connor had a home run in 31 games. He has a home run in two games here. He had four RBIs total in 31 games. Has two in the first two games he's played in this series. Man, baseball is a goofy game. And the Missions have really swung the bats well. Swing and a miss here by Pedro Castellanos, 0-1. Pedro, big right-handed hitter, 235 average coming in, 5 home runs and 16 driven in. Pitch from Estes, and that ball lined into left center field. That's a base hit. That'll get down, I think, for extra as Lawrence Butler would get over and cut it off. But Castellanos is coming for second base. Throw is going to be close. They got him. He's out. Lawrence Butler to second baseman Logan Davidson, to a base hit for Castellanos, but he's thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. Lawrence Butler got to that ball in a hurry in left center field, and his throw was right on the money. So a couple of base runners, but when all is said and done, no runs on a hit and a walk, no errors, and nobody left on base. So a half inning in the books, and it was certainly not uneventful. Village Car Wash score, the Mission's nothing, and against left-hander Daniel Camarena, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Can play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Mission's got a couple of runners on base, but they are both retired. One on a caught stealing and one on a single and a would-be double denied by center fielder Lawrence Butler with a good play from center. So scoreless to the bottom half of the first, and Denzel Clark will lead it off. Cooper Bowman injured in last night's game, and I don't think the MRI is back yet, the full results, but it was a collision at second base that took Cooper out of the game. Denzel with a big swing and a miss. And the first pitch from left-hander Daniel Camarena. Daniel 0-1 with an ERA of 9. 30 years of age. Did not pitch a year ago due to injury, but he is back. And, boy, you can always root for a guy like that. Pitch drops down low. One ball, one strike. Making his fourth appearance, his fourth start. Given up a lot of base hits so far. Pitch down and into Denzel. Count goes 2-1. Denzel Clark, the designated hitter, leading it off. Lawrence Butler in his familiar spot, number two in the order in center field, Lawrence Butler. And Brett Harris will bat third and play third. Last ball from Camarena just down and in at 91. About knee high, might have been just a little low and inside. 3-1 the count. Denzel, tall right-handed hitter. Swings and sends the ball to left field. Crowd reacted, but this is very shallow left. And right there is Ray Patrick Gitter. We had him played absolutely perfectly. So fly ball to shallow left, one man down. And here's Lawrence Butler. Middle third of the order. Darryl Hernandez at shortstop. That's a familiar position for Darryl. Cleanup batter is a shortstop. Pitch up and into Lawrence. Turned into that boy. He went around. Upon appeal, that is a strike. Didn't do much, but just enough of the body maybe, and turn that bat just across the dish. 0-1 count, lefty-lefty matchup. Fastball down and away. Count goes 1-1. Lazaro Armenteros will bat fifth in right field. Lazaro in right. J.J. Schwarz is the first baseman. He'll bat in the sixth spot. J.J. at first. Logan Davidson at second base batting seventh. Logan, the second baseman. Shane McGuire behind the dish batting eighth. McGuire, the catcher. 1-1 pitch sails way up high, and the count goes 2-1. And Chase Calabuig rounds it out. He's in left field. Chase, the left fielder, batting number 9. So Clark, Butler, and Harris up top. Hernandez, Armenteros, and Schwarz in the middle. Davidson, McGuire, and Calabuig round it out. And a big swing and a miss from Lawrence Butler. The count evens up at 2-2. Breeze has actually picked up a couple of miles an hour now. Flags are really tugging at the riggings a little bit in left center field. Two ball, two strike pitch, way up high for a ball. The count goes 3-2. Again, weather in the area pretty much all the way through this evening and perhaps overnight. So not quite sure what we will encounter. Settling into evening, of course, with an 8:30 start. Swing and a pop-up, shallow center field. Out is the shortstop, Hollis, and he will make the catch. I'm not certain, and I don't mean to speak for him, I don't think Daniel Johnson, the center fielder, ever saw that ball. He barely moved in at all, but Hollis went ranged out into shallow center, and Connor makes the play. Two down, and here's Brett Harris. Brett busted out of a little 1-for-15 with a couple of base hits. His last two times up in last night's game, had a ribby as well. Takes a called strike off speed pitch from Camarena. No, it wasn't. It was 92. Thank you very much. Boy, ball had a little movement on it. There's a swing and a miss, and boy, that pitch, the breaking ball, that was well off speed, down and in, really had Brett out in front. He will ask here for his timeout. Will the Rockhounds third baseman? Nobody on and two men down. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Brett Harris, the batter, comes in at 316 on the season. The 0-2 pitch, way up high for a ball. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Daniel Camarena, 6 feet, 210, mentioned at 30 years of age as a left-hander out of Bonita, California. 1-2 pitch, just high for ball two, 2-2. Daryl Arnaiz would be next. And Brett Harris can extend this the first inning. Taps that right shoulder with a baseball bat as he waits. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Well, Brett Harris is not an easy guy to strike out at all. That's only his 17th strikeout in 118 at-bats on the season. But Camarena, it's a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom half of the first. So, again, we're a little bit later in getting going than we had intended, but we are underway. And after one inning, our Village Car Wash score of the game, San Antonio nothing and the Rockhounds nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top half of the second inning, middle third of the order, although the Missions had a couple of base runners in the first. The first pitch swing, boy, a line drive. Daniel, getting way out in front of that pitch. Line drive foul wide of first base. Daniel Johnson is the center fielder. Michael De La Cruz and Brantley Bell to follow in inning number two. Joey Estes, right-hander with a pitch, up and away for a ball, 1-1. Daniel Johnson hitting 227. There's three home runs, one of them in this series, 16 driven in on the year. Swings and misses, good off-speed pitch by Estes, and the count goes to 1-2, one ball and two strikes. And Daniel's bounced around a little bit. He's been with the Nationals twice, the Indians or Guardians twice, and the New York Mets organization once before signing with the Padres. 7 free agents among the position players on the club. 1-2 pitch. Bounces up there, and the count goes 2-2. Joey Estes, 8th appearance, his 6th as a starter for the Rockhounds. The long ball has really been maybe the primary reason, one of them, why Joey's ERA is nearly 5. The pitch outside for a ball, and the count goes full 3-2. His whip is only 1.28, which is very good. The opposition hitting just 221 against him, but 6 of the hits he has allowed, 6 of the 25, have been for extra bases. Pitch down low for a ball. That's his 13th walk against 26 strikeouts on the season. So a leadoff walk for Johnson. Actually, second walk of this game now for Joey. So that's 14 walks, 26 strikeouts. So not quite a 2-1 ratio, but the other numbers pretty solid, but a half dozen home runs. Almost a quarter of the hits that he has allowed have been the long ball. Pitch swung on, ground ball on shortstop. Here's an A's. A flip to second for one. Davidson turns, spins, throws. They get him. He is out. 6-4-3. Double play. Nicely turned. Sharply hit ball. Hernandez made the play. Logan with a turn and throw, and J.J. Schwarz does a nice job digging that out. So good job by all three infielders. Rockhounds turn the double play. So far for San Antonio, five batters up. Three of them have reached. And yet Joey Estes has faced the minimum to this point. A caught stealing, an outfield assist, and a double play. Estes point just missed down on the way to Brantley Bell. Brantley has had a terrific series. He's 4-for-8 with a double and four runs driven in, including a game winner. Takes down and in for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Right-handed hitter. He's played a little bit of independent ball. As Brantley, 2-0 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to center field, but Lawrence Butler has room. Well, that wind pretty strong tonight. That ball looked like it was pretty well hit, but it got nowhere near the track, so a fly ball to straightaway center field. No runs or hits, one walk, but the Rockhounds turned the double play. And Joey Estes has given up three base runners in the first six batters, but he's only faced six through the first two innings. Tell you, baseball can be goofy. After an inning and a half, Village Car Wash score. Missions nothing, Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Daniel Camarena back to work, and he will face the middle third of the Rockhounds order after retiring the Hounds in order in the first inning, including a strikeout of Brett Harris, which is not the easiest thing in the world to get done. Taylor Hernandez will be the batter. Darrell at 339. He's 3-for-14 in the series. All three hits have been doubles, but just 3-for-14 in this set with the missions. Right-handed hitter ready to go, and Camarena comes set. And the bearded left-hander's first pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Darrell again had a rip. Count no balls and a strike. Camarena set, 0-1 pitch. Settles up and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. Lazaro Armenteros and J.J. Schwarz to follow. Boy, no sooner was the first pitch thrown. Here's the 1-1, and that'll drop down and in for a ball, 2-1. No sooner than we start this game, Breeze was kind of just ambling a little bit. It has really picked up, and it is blowing out toward right field. Pitch up and away for a ball, 3-1. Really saw that impact the game a couple of nights ago with that wind blowing out to right. Have the short porch, of course, which looms and beckons. Pitch way up and away, ball four. So Camarena with a walk. Rockhounds have their first base runner as Darrell Hernandez is on. Darrell lost a hit streak last evening. And hit in seven in a row coming in, but was 0-for-4 in last night's game. But draws a walk here, so on base now, 8-of-9 is Darrell. Camarena's pitch. Breaking ball just low, maybe, to Lazaro Armenteros, 1-0. Lazaro at 250. He's 6 for his first 24 in 8 games, but has 3 home runs and 12 driven in. Pitch is just off the inside corner, apparently 2-0. Our crew chief is behind home plate, Ray Patchen from Oceanside, California, calling balls and strikes. Casey James from Noonan, Georgia, at first base. And Clay Williams from Springfield, Tennessee, third. Pitch goes down and in. The count now 3-0. Camarena, after missing all of last year, making just his fourth start. He's just basically trying to work his way back into it. 30-year-old left-hander delivers. That ball sliced into right center field. That's going to sink it. That's going to drop for a base hit. That ball may get down between him. It does, going all the way to the wall. Going to send the runner home, and Hernandez will score with ease. And Lazaro Armenteros, that first dive for a three-bagger. Boy, he hit that ball pretty well. The wind is blowing that way, and it carried between Ornelas in right and Johnson in center. And Lazaro, with those long strides, comes all the way around to third. Darryl Hernandez scores, and the Rockhounds take the lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Lazaro Armenteros may be the most exciting 250 hitter on planet Earth. He is now 7 for 25. Okay, now he's hitting 280. Of his 7 hits, 5 are for extra bases. Doesn't have a double. He has 2 triples and 3 home runs. He's at third. And a big swing and a miss by J.J. Schwarz, 0-1. So the Hounds turn the base on balls to Hernandez into the game's first run on Lazaro's 13th run batted in 9 games. 0-1 pitch. J.J. swings, drives one foul, left field side. By the way, as I watch that foul ball, may I tip my cap here? This ballpark is, it is almost full. And these folks waited an hour and a half past scheduled start time. It is a great bunch here now. It's not a capacity crowd, but again, all sections of the ballpark have a good number of folks in them. It's a really good crowd. That's terrific. It's a lengthy wait. The 0-2 pitch is popped high in the air, right field. The wind is pushing. That ball's going to get out of here, I think. And yes, it does. That's on the berm, and it's gone. Sidewalk souvenir, J.J. Schwarz. That wind is pushing out a little bit. It really is. But J.J. got more of that ball than I thought initially. Well, there's a nice way to extend an on-base streak to 11 games. And 0-2, opposite field, two-run home run. Need another blow on the horn right there, folks. That's a two-run home run. There we go. So the Rockdowns have a 3-0 advantage, a walk, a triple, and a two-run home run. And the batter is Logan Davidson. It's always difficult to tell, unless the wind is just whipping, called strike to Logan, how much the wind helps. It certainly did, but that ball didn't go into the short porch. It cleared the back wall and got onto the grass berm. Swing and a miss, and Logan quickly down to the count, 0-2. Now, for J.J., that is his third home run, RBIs 14 and 15. He's reached base now in 11 straight. And that was an 0-2 pitch. The 0-2 to Logan swung on and missed. Camarena elevating a fastball to get the third strike on Logan Davidson. So one man down on Camarena's second strikeout. Here's Shane McGuire. Shane, left-handed hitting catcher at 218. He has a couple of home runs and 9 driven in. The Hounds on top early in this one, 3-0. Pitch well inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Cheating in at third base all the way to the edge of the grass is Luis Aviles Jr. The 1-0 pitch to McGuire, down and away for a ball. The count goes 2-0. Shane, a little up and down in his last 7 games. He's just 3 for 22, but 2 of the 3 hits have been for home runs. Swings and sends a towering pop-up. It may come down, and if it does, somebody may catch it. It's going to be Castellanos, the first baseman. Two guys who, and I'm kidding with him here, two guys look a little nervous on that pop-up. Daniel Camarena, the pitcher, and of course you don't want him handling it anyway. And third baseman Luis Aviles Jr., who was looking up into that breeze. Pedro Castellanos just kind of came over calmly, the big guy, and he just calmly tucked it away. Pop out to the first baseman, two men down. Don't worry, fellas, I've got it, he seemed to say. Now Chase Calabui, lefty-lefty matchup. Hard hit ball up the middle, base hit for Chase. Ball hit into right center field. Chase Calabui. And the ball is bobbled. Chase going to hustle for second base. The throw, did they get him? No, he got around the tag. We'll see if that'll be a hit and an error. It'll be a base hit compounded by an error. You really ought to get a single and a half on that if you're Chase Calabui, because the recognition was really good. Ball didn't get overly deep into center field, but when it was bobbled, Chase just did not hesitate and went to second base. Now the top of the order, here's Denzel Clark. Chase went through a little three-game slide, but had a base hit yesterday. Base hit his first time up in this ball game. Called strike to Denzel, it's 0-1. Calabui has just been terrific of late. His last 12 games with that base hit, hitting about .425, even with a little bit of a slide over the previous three here. Called strike to Denzel, got their inside corner just above the knees, 0-2 count. Runner in scoring position, three runs across for the Hounds, bottom half of the second inning, 3-0 the score. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Camarena, big swing and a miss, and Denzel is out on strikes. So a couple of three-pitch whiffs in the inning for Camarena, but the Rockhounds scored three times. It's three runs on four hits and a walk, one error, and one man left on base. So we have played a couple. Rockhounds try to break through for the first time in this series. The Missions have won the first three. After two innings, Village Car Wash score, Hounds three, Missions nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Luis Aviles Jr. will lead it off. Jorge Onya and Ray Patrick Dinner will follow. Bottom third of the order, although the Missions have had three base runners. Aviles waits, takes, and a called strike. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, little backup motion to it, and it's 0-1. Luis at 170, couple of home runs and eight driven in. Takes on the way outside corner, just got there, called strike. That one at 93, tailing away a little bit. Luis hitting 170 for the year. He's 2-for-5. That's 400 in the series. Swings and misses here. Boy, Estes just worked him over, a three-pitch strikeout. A couple of good fastballs with a little bit of movement, then a breaking pitch down. Second strikeout for Joey. One man down in the third. The batter is Jorge Onya. Onya hitting 175. He has a home run and five driven in. Number eight hitter in the order. He's 1-for-4 with a solo home run in this series. That's his pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Almost everything else is ahead of us. The exception, they're just getting underway now in Frisco, where weather has postponed them, or delayed them, I should say. Pitch just inside. Fastball up, maybe a bit in. One ball, one strike. That's Amarillo and Frisco. You know, they have just started, just thrown the first pitch of that game. Everything else is moving along. The 1-1, bounced foul, 1-2. Mentioned Corpus Christi had posted back-to-back wins over Tulsa. Apparently, they went and made them mad. Tulsa 9, Corpus Christi nothing. Hooks have just two hits against that tremendous pitching staff. Ground ball, foul wide at third base. Still 1-2. And the Hooks have also chipped in that game with three errors. So they're in the top of the stretch inning. Tulsa leads Corpus Christi. The other four teams in the South going head-to-head mentioned Amarillo and the Rough Riders. And, of course, here, Hounds and the Missions. 1-2 count. Onya waits from the right side. The 1-2 pitch. Chopped toward third. Another foul ball wide of the bag. Jorge hitting 175 in 21 games, has one home run, as mentioned. That came in this series. Rockhounds wearing Cancer Awareness of Specialty jersey. White body to the jersey, and then the cutoff right at the shoulders. The sleeves are dark blue. Here's a call. Third strike inside corner. Onion clearly disagreed, but he is out on strikes. Strike out for Estes. Boy, it was a good aggressive pitch over the inside part. Just got there. Third strike out. Two down. And here is Ray Patrick Ditter. Left fielder at 194. But 3-for-7, having a really good series. Takes just up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Right-handed hitter waggles that bat just a little bit, swings and sends Estes pitch foul out of play. One ball and one strike. Again, the Hounds and Missions come in tied for the top spot in the South Division. Here's the 1-1. That's called strike. Knee-high outside edge. Ditter turns back and does ask about that pitch. And now time is called at home plate by the batter. So the Hounds and Missions, both 19 and 17. Frisco, after dropping seven in a row, they've won three straight. They've taken the first three from Amarillo. Pitch up and in on it, hit it. So Ditter hit by a pitch. Athletic trainer is going to come out right away. That ball, it looked like, got him right on the hand. And so, very wisely, David Bryan, the athletic trainer, wants to talk to Ray Patrick. Make sure that he's okay. Luke Montz, the manager, comes down as well. We'll see. Started to walk toward the dugout. He was just going over to the bat boy to give him his batting gloves. So Ray Patrick Ditter, with a very sore left hand, will take first base.
First up, Connor Hollis.
Top of the order now, Connor Hollis. Connor with a walk his first time up, then was thrown out trying to steal a base. Mentioned him in the pregame. Well, he has had a series 5-for-9 with a home run and two driven in. Takes a breaking pitch away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. One home run in his first 31 games and a home run in this. He's played in two of the three games in the series. And again, just very typical of the way the Missions have gone in this series. Takes down and in 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Well, you never know, just from series to series, game to game, of course, really. But, boy, the Missions, the first three games have really swung the bats. Backup pitch called strike 2-1. Two balls, one strike to the Missions shortstop. Connor, right-handed hitter. Two-one stretch, runner goes, pitch is taken from his knees. And Shane McGuire throws, they get him in, got him. What a throw by McGuire. From his knees, Darryl Hernandez covers the bag. Inning is over, as this time it's Ditter who was caught trying to steal a base. Boy, that pitch was down. Really wasn't sure that Shane would have much of a chance to get him, but he does. Inning is over. No runs or hits. A hit batsman and nobody left. Boy, Joey Estes' defense has really backed him nicely to the bottom of the third. Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top of San Antonio, 3-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
We go to the bottom half of inning number three. Rockhounds with a 3-0 lead. Lawrence Butler will lead it off. Then Brett Harris and Daryl Hernandez. Saw a terrific piece today in USA Today, and share a little trivia for you as a result of that. Pitch breaks down low to Lawrence Butler for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Popped out to shortstop Connor Hollis in shallow center field. His first time to the Hounds center fielder. Swings and sends a towering pop up into an already dark evening sky. Boy, that one bounced right between two rows, about three rows behind the first base dugout, or third base dugout, rather, and then bounds on a huge hop well back up into the seats. One ball, one strike. Always kind of amazes me how that happens, how a ball just settles in right between two rows and then just perfectly bounds high in the sky and way back further into the seats. But that one did. Nice job, Lawrence. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Butler. Sails up and in for a ball. Two balls and one strike. By the way, an oddity, the Missions now through three innings. Here's the 2-1. Got there. Called strike outside edge, 2-2. Borderline pitch, but it went the way of the pitcher, Camarena. Similar to a couple of pitches that Estes got calls on, did Joey in the last half inning. The 2-2 is down low. The count full, 3-2. Of the first nine batters up for San Antonio, four of the nine have reached base. One hit, couple of walks, and a hit batsman. And yet Joey Estes has faced the minimum. Every base runner taken care of. 3-2 pitch. Fouled away. We'll do it again. A pair of caught stealings. The outfield assist by Lawrence Butler on the only hit for the Missions. Pedro Castellanos trying to turn it into a double. Lawrence, who was now at the plate, denied him. And a double play. 3-2, second time. Camarena's pitch swung on and ripped to right field. That's not coming back. Line drive, sidewalk, souvenir under the grass berm. Well, the wind couldn't have caught up with that. Lawrence Butler turned on that ball and drove it flat out of here. And the berm has a good bunch of kids on it, and they're all after that souvenir. 3-2 pitch out of the ballpark. Third home run of the year for Lawrence Butler and the Rockhounds. With a 4-0 advantage. Second home run of this game, J.J. Schwarz, a two-run homer in the second. And the batter will be Brett Harris, struck out his first time up. Lawrence Butler, his third home run, 22nd run batted in. Boy, reaching base again, and obviously didn't spend long on the base paths. Here's a swing and a foul straight back by Brett. It's 0-1. Lawrence Butler dating all the way back to, I believe, the third game that he played of the season. Let's see if that adds up. But he has now reached base in 28 of his last 30. Playing in his 33rd game, it sounds right. Pitch a called strike to Brett. Who finds himself down in the count. Off-speed pitch got there, 0-2. Second straight time, Brett's been down 0-2 in the count. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So nobody on, nobody out, but one run in here in the third inning. 1-2 pitch by Camarena, lifted high and foul off to the left and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Lawrence Butler, and I started that stat again, on base in 28 of his last 30, because since that time, he has been just under 300 for a batting average. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-2 to Brett. Right-handed hitter with a 316 average, three home runs, leads the club with 28 runs batted in, ground ball to shortstop, to his left is Hollis, makes the play, and the throw, got him, two men down. One out in the inning. One down, second batter up. I'm taking full blame for Brett going 0-2, by the way, in this game. We did a piece with Brett today that will air on the Oakland A's broadcast tomorrow. They're taking on the Astros in Houston. And it was our turn on the feature they called Around the Minors, and so we had a chat with Brett today. So, Brett, if you go 0-4 in this game, it's all on me. Darryl Hernandez, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Brett and I did it. It's about a four-minute piece. It's all for the A's broadcast, but I think we talked for about 35 minutes. Swing and a line drive, and that ball is well struck and going to be caught, backpedaling by Ditter. Line drive off Hernandez's bat. The wind, I would think, probably neutralized that ball a little bit. Well struck, but Ditter had room, made the catch on the line drive to left. There are two men down, and here is Lázaro Armenteros, RBI triple, and a run scored in the second inning. Pitch here is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Just correcting my card here. The Rockhounds have four base hits. A single, a triple, and two home runs. I somehow tried to give them an extra one. Pitch down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Didn't mean the hometown. Four runs on four base hits for the Rockhounds. Pitch to Lázaro. His line toward the right field corner. That is drifting, and it is a foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Hounds scoring three runs in the second inning. Hernandez drew a walk. Lázaro with the RBI triple. J.J. Schwarz followed with a two-run home run. Base is empty here. Two down with a run across and the Butler home run and a swing and a miss. And Lázaro chased one up and out of the zone. So Camarena comes up with a strikeout to end the inning. But the Rockhounds add another to the lead. Give you that Pivot Office Solutions trivia coming up. Kind of cool stuff, and we'll give you a look at the runs, hits, and errors so far in this one coming up. Through three innings after the home run by Lawrence Butler, Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 4, San Antonio nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Rockhounds trying to break through at home against the Missions. So far, they have done so here in Game 4 of this series. Rockhounds 4, San Antonio nothing. Three runs in the second. Just mentioned the walk to Darryl Hernandez, the RBI triple, Lázaro Armenteros, two-run home run by J.J. Schwarz, and the solo home run by Lawrence Butler on a line drive to the grass berm in right field just moments ago in the third. To the top of the fourth we go. Joey Estes first pitch, and that's looped into right center field. A base hit for Connor Hollis. Well, I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, just giving you his numbers coming into this series and since this series began, and he has just added to them. He is now 6-for-10 in this series. They sit there to right center field on the first pitch of the inning. Second base hit now for the Missions. Now Connor really having a good series. Here is a called strike to Tirso Ornelas, 0-1 to count. He has 6 base hits in 3 games in this series. That is basically one-third as many hits as he'd had in his first 31 games. Baseball's crazy. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. And he's drawn a walk in this ball game as well, has Connor Hollis on at first base. Was caught trying to steal a base in the first. Has a good lead here, and he will draw a throw, in fact. J.J. Schwarz gloving that. So through 3 innings in this ballgame, San Antonio will give the and this hit here leading off the fourth. No runs, 2 hits, 1 error for San Antonio. Fly ball, left field, not deep. Calabuig coming on, very shallow left field. Chase has it for the out. Fly ball to left, one man down. Pedro Castellanos is the batter. He has the other of the Mission's hits. 0-2-1 for San Antonio. Rockhounds, 4 runs, 4 hits, including a triple and 2 home runs, and no errors. The Missions have now had 5 base runners in this game, but they have not left a runner on. Neither have they scored a run. Rockhounds have stranded 1. Castellanos, big right-handed hitter, takes. Just outside for a ball, 1-0. With the single, Pedro now 3-for-13 in the series. Holds those hands way up high, tilts that bat almost back over his shoulder toward the ground. 1-0 pitch, swung on that ball, hit it right center field. Lawrence Butler drips over, he'll make the catch. Ball carried way to reach up to make the play. That wind is strong. Seems to be affecting the baseball a little bit. Ball hit into right center. Butler makes the play. Two men down, and here's Daniel Johnson. Walked in, was doubled up in the second inning. Missions have won the first 3 games of this series. In doing so, they have forged a tie for the top spot in the Texas League South. Both teams 19-17. Hollis leads, not going. Pitch swung on, popped high into an alley. Pitch black night sky. I should mention in our game summary, this game was almost exactly 90 minutes delayed in starting due to a severe rainstorm that came through. Yeah, boy, credit to the ladies and gentlemen working to get this field in shape, particularly on the track in the outfield and behind home plate, really collected a lot of water. Really good job just to get this field ready to go. Toss over to first base. Hollis will get back safely. One man on, 2 men down, top of the fourth inning. Teams continue the series tomorrow evening. Post-game fireworks. 7 o'clock first pitch and 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Delivery swung on and missed, and it's 0-2 to Daniel Johnson. Missions head for home next week. They'll host the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who are in Frisco right now. They'll continue their 2-week tour of the eastern side of the state. Pitch up high for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Hounds will begin 2 weeks on the road, traveling to Corpus Christi beginning Tuesday. Team will actually take off after the game Sunday. Pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled off. Johnson a little bit behind on that Estes fastball. Joey's fastball sitting at 92-93 in this game. Johnson, left-handed hitter. One man on, 2 out, 4-0 Hounds in the fourth. Long set. Estes stretches, pitches. Up high, ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tonight, game number 37. So when this series is over, it will be 39 in the books and 30 to go. Swinging a towering pop-up. Foul ground, wind pushing. J.J. near the railing. Nope, going to run out of room. That'll find its way one row deep. Then a big, high, gentle hop about 7 rows into a very full section of the ballpark. As mentioned, there are folks all over this yard tonight. Terrific crowd, especially considering an hour and a half wait The berms are nicely populated. They might be a little slick. Downslope to the grass berms in right and left. In foul ground, and then the primary berm in right field. And all of them populated tonight. 2-2 pitch, down and away. Count is now full. I should say 3-2. 3-2 to Daniel Johnson. Connor Hollis, leadoff single, still there with two men down. He'll run with the pitch. Estes set. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. He got him. Breaking pitch down and in. Strikeout for Joey Estes is his fourth. No runs on a base hit. No errors. And for the first time in this game, the Missions will actually leave a runner on base. Go to the bottom half of the fourth. I owe you trivia. I have owed you for a while. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 4, Missions nothing.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Bottom half of the fourth, and J.J. Schwarz, who has had the biggest swing of the bat in this ball game, will lead it off. First pitch swing, drives one to right, and I think he's done it again. High, deep, up, and gone! Sidewalk souvenir number two. J.J. getting the ball up in that jet stream, and that is out of here, and he has back-to-back home runs. J.J. Schwarz, two-run home run in the second, and a solo home run in the fourth. Touches that dish. Boy, again, that one from the broadcast booth, really tough to tell how much the wind has pushed, but it is strong, and it's really picked up, I think, even a little bit more in the last inning or two. So I would think that one was certainly aided, although a well-hit ball. Logan Davidson stands in, swings and misses, and it's 0-1. So 5 runs on 5 hits for the Rockhounds, a single, a triple, and 3 home runs, 2 by J.J. Schwarz. This pitch swung on, drilled toward left field by Davidson. That ball is going to sink and drop into the corner it goes. Logan turned on that ball, and that will be a stand-up double. Logan struck out his first time. He got a pitch that he turned on and just drove it into the left field corner. Here's Shane McGuire. Boy, Logan Davidson continues to just be a great story. In third season at AA, low 200s in 2021, right about 250 a year ago. Started slowly this year, but in his last 20 games, he's right about 350 now. Pitch drops down low to Shane McGuire for ball one, a ball, and no strikes. So the Rockhounds increase the lead on the first pitch of the inning. And Logan Davidson now on at second base, breaking pitch down and away, and the count goes 2-0. There is activity with a right-hander in the Missions bullpen. There is a statistic, and I don't know exactly who invented it. BaseballReference.com is a good spot for it. Swinging a high fly ball to very shallow left, coming on is Ditter. Shortstop out. It's going to be Hollis on the run. Nice play. Boy, very, very shallow left field. Hollis, that's twice he's made a nice catch in the shallow portion of the outfield. Here's Chase Calabuig, one for one with a base hit. Well, the statistic is war. Here comes Luke Bunts. So I would guess that will be it for Daniel Camarena. Again, did not pitch a year ago, making his fourth start here. And Rockhounds got to him, and yeah, Mother Nature, I think, certainly played a role in it. So that will be it for Camarena. He will depart with a man on base and go 3 1/3. Gives up 6 base hits, 5 runs. They are all earned. He walked one batter. That turned into a run. And struck out 4. So it'll be Chase Calabuig with a man on at second base. One man down in the inning here in the fourth. Rockhounds have increased the lead now to 5-0. We have the number on the new reliever as he runs into the crowd initially. So the Missions go to the bullpen here in the fourth inning. I believe that is Jose Espada, and yes, it is. So Jose Espada. The right-hander comes on in relief of the left-hander, Daniel Camarena, and he'll face Chase Calabuig. Well, the stat is called WAR, that is wins above replacement. And basically it tells you how much you are gaining from a player who is that much better than an average player at that position. It's interesting, and it's one of those that makes sense. I've never really delved all that deep into the formula, but it's a pretty legit stat. It really is. So wins above replacement. USA Today has a very cool article. It's online today. I don't know if it was written today, but I saw it today online, USA Today. And it talks about Mike Trout passing Ken Griffey Jr. on the all-time list. And I love the way they phrase the article. They aren't necessarily trying to tell you that WAR is the greatest stat, wins above replacement, in baseball history, but it's legit. And they took the opportunity to just point out that you're looking here in very recent times at two of the greatest players ever to play the game, Mike Trout and the kid, Ken Griffey Jr., where they point out that Griffey missed significant time in some of what would have been his prime years due to injury. Mike Trout has really, not completely, but largely avoided that. And I found it interesting. I finally looked up the all-time list on baseballreference.com. Foul ball away off the bat of Chase Calabuig, 0-1. Logan Davidson on its second, one run in. Calabuig the batter, top of the order. Denzel Clark waits on deck. I was a little surprised. Mike Trout is now 56th all-time. But again, that's all-time. That's career wins above replacement. And a swing and a fly ball. Right center field. Wind will push. Runner will tag, and I think advance easily will Logan. Catch is made in fairly deep right by Ornelas. Throw back in, and Logan advances to third base. Fly ball nearly deep right, and again, that wind is really pushing that way. Here's Denzel. Mike Trout passed Ken Griffey Jr. He also just passed Pedro Martinez. So I was curious when I called up the list on baseballreference.com, that amazing website. Where do they get their stuff? It's stunning. Pitch right down the middle to Denzel, a called strike from the right-hander, Jose Espada. Runner at third, two men down, 0-1 count. Denzel 0 for 2, a fly out to left, and a strikeout. 0-1 pitch. Way up high for a ball. Velocity didn't read on that. Well, that pitch looked like it had some gas. Now it does, yeah, 94. One ball, one strike. Espada, slender right-hander with a 1-1 pitch. Denzel bounced it foul wide at third. So, again, just for fun, talking about Warren, it's a great article, I think. I think you really enjoy it on USA Today's website. But who are the top five? All time. top five in wins above replacement. 1-2, called third strike. Boy, just got there. Denzel thought that was a little down and in, and it looked that way, but he will walk away. So Denzel's roller coaster ride of a season continues, and the inning is over. It's one run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and a man left on. So four innings in the books, game four of this six-game set. San Antonio, remember, leads the series 3-0, but in this one, Village Car Wash score through four. Hounds lead the missions 5-0.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top half of the fifth inning, Joey Estes will face Michael De La Cruz, Brantley Bell, and Luis Aviles Jr. That's 5, 6, and 7 in the San Antonio order. So De La Cruz will lead it off. He bounced into a 6-4-3 double play his first time up. That wind has picked up. It is now at almost double what it was to start the game. So that kind of answers the question on is it affecting baseballs to right field, and it sure is. Lightning flashes as a strike is called to Michael De La Cruz, 0-1. Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia. Okay, mid-game trivia. Top five all-time in war, wins above replacement. Pitch a called strike, quick 0-2 count here to De La Cruz. Michael, a switch hitter, batting from the left side against the right-hander, Joey Estes. 0-2 up high for a ball. And I think when I tell you the top five, it kind of validates the stat. Again, it's all-time career war. Swing and a pop-up left side, Brett Harris. Foul ground, looking up. He's got it for the out. De La Cruz fouling out to Brett. One away for Brantley Bell. Well, number one all-time is Babe Ruth in all-time career wins above replacement. And that, yeah, it's hard to argue. If Babe Ruth is the answer, it's probably legit. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Number two is Walter Johnson, great pitcher. He was known as the Big Train a long time ago. Number three is Cy Young. He's the guy with an award named after him. Pitch down, low ball two, 2-0 from Joey to Brantley Bell. Flew out to center field his first time. Number four, moving really to the modern era, is Barry Bonds. And number five is Willie Mays. Check swing, did he go? The appeal. No, did not. Pitch didn't miss by much. Three balls, no strikes. Well, you take Babe Ruth, Walter Johnson, Cy Young, Barry Bonds, and Willie Mays and get four people off the street, you can probably win a pennant. Called strike, and the count goes 3-1. The next five, by the way, and again, covers all eras, which I think speaks highly. There's a stat. Big swing and a miss. Good backup pitch. And that tied Bell up a little bit, frankly, with a swing and a miss. Slender right-handed hitter. Flew out to center field his first time. He's still 4-for-9 in the series. The 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? The appeal? Nope, did not. Boy, the crowd won't like that. Ball four. The second five, all-time in wins above replacement, Ty Cobb, Henry Aaron, Roger Clemens, and then two guys from the early days, very early days, Tris Speaker and Honus Wagner. Again, those names to a lot of folks not familiar, but they are, all, of course, all of those are maybe not in, but are certainly Hall of Fame numbers, swinging a foul straight back. Of course, there are other issues with Bonds and Clemens, for example, but that's for another day. That's wins above replacement. Mike Trout, 56th all-time, and he's still got a ways to go. He was on pace to match Babe Ruth a year ago. Pitch up and in for a ball. Count 1-1 to Aviles. Luis Aviles Jr., a strikeout swinging in the third. He's up with one on and one man down here in the fifth inning. Rock Hounds 5 and San Antonio nothing. Estes pitch lofted high in the air to right field, but not overly deep. Armenteros coming on, and he will make the catch. Fly ball to right field, two men down. Batter is Jorge Onya. That breeze at 17 miles an hour out toward right field, so it is significant. Jorge Onya struck out his first time up. He's called out on a tough from a hitter's perspective, a really tough pitch. And that's just another one. Spotted a fastball at 91, knee-high outside edge, 0-1. Jorge, right-handed hitter. Man on, one man down, stretched by Estes. Pitch to the dirt, good block by Shane McGuire. One ball, one strike. You know, I mentioned the website, baseballreference.com. If you are a baseball fan of any ilk, I don't even know what ilk means, really, but if you like the game of baseball and have any, well, really, you don't even have to be a history buff, swinging a foul out of play, it's 1-2. Major league, minor league, everywhere in between, the stuff that these people have, the click of your mouse, is absolutely astounding. I use the site all the time, and every once in a while, you almost just do a double take. Pitch just outside, 2-2. Onya took that pitch, and I'm not sure how, but he was right. It's 2-2. Just ran off the outside corner. The 2-2 set by Estes. Pitch from Joey, and that ball is sliced into right, a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Onya. That's going to put runners at first and third. Brantley Bell hesitated for a moment, then scurried on to third base. So base hit for Onya. Opposite field single into right. And here is the number 9 hitter now, Ray Patrick Ditter. Third base hit for the Missions in this game. 3 hits, 3 walks, and a hit. Batsman, they've had 7 base runners through 4 2/3. Ditter was one of them hit by a pitch his first time up. Pitch goes down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And that site is baseballreference.com. Our franchise, Texas League franchise, was born in 1972. They have affiliated minors dating all the way back basically to 1888. Stunning. Called strike. It's 1-1. And find stuff on the independent teams. Some of those aren't necessarily complete stats, but they still have them. Where do they have this? Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And in that way, the electronic age has just been terrific, because for a long time, we just didn't have a whole lot at all about the early days of the franchise. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Boy, fastball away at 91. 2-2 now to Ray Patrick Ditter. First and third, two men down. 5-0 Hounds, top of the fifth inning. Estes set, 2-2 pitch. Got him, swing and a miss. One, he really fooled him. That was about a three-quarter speed swing by Ray Patrick Ditter. Fifth strikeout for Joey Estes. He's had really nice defense turned behind him. His catcher, Shane McGuire, has been outstanding in this game. So we're midway through Friday evening baseball. Again, we are later than we might have been due to a rain delay. But we're playing ball, and halfway through this ball game, Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on top, 5-0.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim...
Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Right-hander Jose Espada delivers down low to Lawrence Butler, and the bottom of the fifth inning is underway. Lawrence with a home run his last time, takes down low, and a quick 2-0 count to the Hound center fielder. Brett Harris will follow, and Lazaro Armenteros is swinging the line drive opposite way. It'll sink and drop, a base hit. Ray Patrick Ditter thought about trying to maybe make that sensational catch, but that ball was sinking and got down in front of him. So Lawrence Butler, a 2-for-3 ball game. Base hit here after his home run in the third. And Brett Harris will be the batter. Brett 0-for-2. He has struck out and bounced to short. Back up pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike. No balls in one strike. Jose Espada coming on in the fourth inning in relief of Daniel Camarena. Espada has been really good out of the bullpen. Sub-3 ERA delivery. Boy, a fastball at 93, knee high. Called strike 0-2. So, boy, Brett's getting picked on. He's been up three times, and all three times he has been down in the count 0-2. The spot of 2.70 in 11 appearances. This is his 12th, his 10th out of the bullpen. 0-2, runner goes, pitch taken down and away. Butler, and the throw is going to be high and wide into center field. Lawrence will not be able to advance. He dove head first into the bag. Well, that's double digits on the season for Lawrence Butler. That is his 10th steal in 10 attempts. And that also brings up, boy, the bad news from last evening. Rockhounds lost 8-2, and Cooper Bowman was injured, and it was in the collision on a stolen base at second. I thought maybe, and again, we don't get a second look. Don't get a replay. And we're so accustomed to that anymore, of course. Swinging a ground ball out towards short. Handled by Hollis behind the bag, throws, and Brett is 0-for-3. Again, I take complete responsibility for that. We did a piece for the A's radio network tomorrow with Brett today. Enjoyed it so much, and now he's 0-for-3. Advancing to third base, that was a productive out. It moves Butler to third base with one away, and here's Darryl Hernandez. He has walked and lined out sharply to left. But Cooper Bowman injured last night again, was examined today with an MRI. Pitch down low to Darryl for ball one. There had been word that he had suffered a broken arm. I don't know that that has been confirmed at all. I believe a wrist or thumb injury may be the case. Rain has now begun to fall. Uh-oh, ground ball up middle. That'll be handled. That second base throw to the plate, and Butler is out. Brantley Bell to Michael De La Cruz. Fielder's choice for Hernandez. Butler retired at the plate, 4-2. Goes that put out. So Rockhouse kind of rolled the dice and forced it a little bit, but Brantley Bell made the good play. Solid throw home. De La Cruz there to make the catch and the tag. Butler is out. Runner at first and two away. So a little bit of rain falling again here. Saw an umbrella or two pop out. Well, these folks really deserve better than that. Pitch down low to Lazaro Armenteros. He has tripled, driving in a run, and scored, and struck out. He's 1-for-2. Darryl Hernandez is now the base runner with two men down. Delivery, low and away. Michael De La Cruz comes up and bluffs a throw to first base, does the Mission's catcher. So for Cooper Bowman, again, may not know until sometime tomorrow, but he will gonna be gone a while. Man, that is, you never like to see it. Of course, kid getting hurt in a swing and a miss. 2-1. Max Schumann, of course, was at the top of the order for the Hounds early in the season. Max now up at AAA, very deservedly so. And Cooper was swinging the bat a little bit better, getting on base a little more. He's 18-for-18, leads the league in steals. Throw the first on. Hernandez is out. Oh, boy, there will be a probably get a discussion going as Darryl picked off first base. Good, strong move by Espada, but Darryl leaning a little bit, and he is out. So the Rockhounds get a leadoff base hit, but nothing with it. No runs on the hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. So to the top of the sixth inning we go. Our Village Car Wash score of the game remains the Rockhounds 5 and San Antonio nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Joey Estes back to work in the top half of the sixth. He will face the top of the order. Connor Hollis will lead it off here in the sixth. And through five, the Rockhounds lead it. Score is 5-0. This is the fourth game of the series for the Hounds. And I check myself. It's Shohei Tomioka. You know, I glanced. I thought I saw 21. It's 28. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad our PA announcer saw that, and I actually glanced at it. Saw it as well. So Joey Estes will go five innings of shutout baseball in this game. Shohei relieves him here in the sixth. Boy, I glanced when he took the mound and thought that was still Joey. Pitched down and away for a ball from the right-hander. Get to the line score here in just a moment. It's Hollis, Ornelas, and Castellanos in the San Antonio sixth. Shohei delivers. Strike call, 92 outside corner at the knees, 1-1. Hollis is 1-for-1, a walk and a caught stealing in the first and single in the fourth inning. 6-for-10 in the series. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away, 1-2. San Antonio, no runs, 3 hits and 1 error, 0-3-1. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 5-7-0. Hounds have 3 home runs in this game. Lawrence Butler solo in the third, sandwiched between two from J.J. Schwarz, a two-run home run in the second, and solo leading off the fourth. Time, and we have a pitch clock violation. So, count will go 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on pitch clock violation on Shohei. Tomioka set. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, chopped toward third, but a foul ball. Count stays 2-2. Missions winning the first three games of this series. And with those three wins, erased the three-run lead the Rockhounds had, three-game lead, I should say, coming into the series. So the teams are tied for the top spot right now. Pitch swung on, sent right back up the middle. Clean base hit. Connor Hollis is just having a terrific series. He is 2-for-3 in this game. Check me, 2-for-2 plus a walk, so he's been on base all three times. So he now has 7 base hits in the series. He had 18 hits in 31 games coming in. Baseball is goofy. Here's Tirso Ornelas. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Shohei set delivery, and that'll find its way right over the heart of the plate. Pass ball down the middle. Ornelas has struck out in the first inning and flown out to left in the fourth. He is 0 for 2. Pitch to him is high and away for a ball. It's a ball and a strike. Again, I used Connor as an example to start this game, just the way that the Missions have been swinging the bats in the series. Yeah, kid about it. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that evaporated at the plate on an off-speed pitch, 1-2. See, Connor is 2-for-2 in this game, so he is 7-for-11 in the series. Which is moderately ridiculous. Pitch down in the dirt, and it is blocked. Boy, nice block by Shane McGuire. And I don't think the ball was probably not really clear in terms of base runner Connor Hollis where the ball might have been. I don't know that he could have moved up on that. I don't think so. McGuire did a nice job. Thrown out two base runners in this game has Shane pitch up and away for a ball. 3-2, so we'll see now if Luke Montz will roll the dice here and send Connor. One on, nobody down. Missions with their fourth base hit of this game. This pitch swung on and foul tip. And it goes back to the screen. There it is. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Heard the foul tip, didn't see the ball right away. Went right back to the screen. So Connor Hollis is hitting .636 in the series. He was hitting .171 coming in. Baseball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Second time, Shohei from the stretch. Runner not going. Ball is lined into right field. On the move is Lazaro. He'll haul it in on the move. Nicely handled and a line drive to right field. Had to get a good read on that ball, and he did. Lazaro Armenteros hauls it in. One man down, and here's Pedro Castellanos. 1-for-2 with a single. So the Hounds lead this game. 5-0 rather, is the score. Teams play tomorrow evening at 7, game to be followed by fireworks, and on Sunday in the afternoon, 1 o'clock will be our first pitch. A little bit of rain falling as Castellanos bounces this one foul at the plate. Kind of a mist, more than really any kind of heavy rain. And some of the crowd has dissipated. And again, part of that because, of course, of the hour and a half delay to start this game. That's why we're in the sixth inning at this hour. Pitch swung on, fouled back off Castellanos' bat. Count is 0-2. Really good pitching matchup, by the way, in tomorrow's fifth game, fireworks night. Jackson Wolf, he's 2-4 with a 4.40 ERA, but he has been a strikeout machine. 44 whiffs in, 28 2/3. And he goes against Ryan Cusick, who is having a terrific year. Pitch to Castellanos a bit high, and the count is 1-2. Ryan is 1-1 with an ERA of 2. So that'll be the matchup tomorrow evening. Sunday will be a rematch of Game 1 of this series. Duncan Snyder against Roiber Salinas. Throw to first, boy, quips, a quick sweep tag by J.J. But diving back in, getting just under that tag, is Connor Hollis. Really close play thanks to a pretty good move from Shohei and a really nice catch and tag by J.J. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Castellanos waits. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Fooled him on the breaking pitch away. Shohei Tomioka with a strikeout. So one on and two men down. And here is Daniel Johnson. He's walked and whiffed in this game. Left-handed hitter. Joey Estes goes 5 innings, no runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and a hit batsman. And very efficient defense behind him. Pitch swung on, and that's down the left field side, a base hit. Inside out, swinging Johnson with a base hit. Caleb Wieg will get there in a hurry, so Connor Hollis will stop at second base. Base hit for Daniel Johnson. Left-handed hitter just punched that through into left field for the base hit. So a couple of hits allowed here by Shohei. Shohei Tomioka. Right-hander now will face Michael De La Cruz. Bounced into a double play and fouled out to third baseman Brett Harris. Shohei stretch in pitch. That'll get there. Strike called. A knee-high inside edge. Maybe Michael disagreed with that. He's the mission's catcher, so he should have a pretty good idea about that strike zone. Tomioka making his 11th appearance, all out of the bullpen for Shohei. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. That's strike two. Shohei with a 2.81 ERA. One save. It was a bit of an adventure, but he has one save. He's right at a hit per inning coming in. 16 innings, 16 hits, 9 walks, 21 strikeouts. So two. Check swing really fooled him. And on three pitches, Michael De La Cruz is up and down on strikes. So no runs on a couple of base hits, no errors, two strikeouts. And two men are left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. A little road to the show coming up for you. I'm trying to imagine what this would, the ramifications if this were to happen in this day and age. We'll tell you the tale when we return to the bottom of the sixth. Village Car Wash score, the Hounds 5, the Mission's nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus, a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Last half of the sixth. Rockdown's leading at 5-0. Lazaro Armenteros was at the plate when Daryl Hernandez was picked off at first base, so he will lead it off here. J.J. Schwarz was 2-for-2 with a pair of home runs on deck, and then Logan Davidson here in the Rockout sixth. Road to the show from Astound Broadband, good folks from whom you heard just a moment ago. Take it back to the Philadelphia Phillies in 1954. Pitch called, strike to Lazaro, and it's 0-1. He is tripled. It was an RBI triple, later scored, and struck out, 1-for-2. Right-handed hitter waits, swings, and misses. Good breaking pitch away, and it's 0-2. Espada, by the way, who throws hard, and he's not the biggest guy in the world. He goes in at 6 feet, 170, 26 years of age, a Puerto Rico native. The 0-2 pitch, swing, and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, De La Cruz, and Lazaro is out on strikes. Three-pitch whiff for Espada. That's his second. There's J.J. Boys, he had a ball game. Rockhounds lead this game 5-0. And J.J. has driven in three of those five runs on a pair of swings, two home runs. Got off the grass berm, I think. Yep, that'll be taken care of here. 1954, the Phillies were playing really good baseball. They were only a game out of first place. But their owner was a guy named Bob Carpenter. And Bob apparently didn't feel like he was getting his money's worth from his team. Even they were really good. Again, they were one game out of first place in May. But he thought the guys were maybe not quite there mentally and physically. Pitcher called, strike point, knee high, tough pitch, 0-1 the count. Thought maybe they were I don't know, staying out late or doing things they shouldn't do. And so Bob Carpenter got this great idea to the Phillies owner. Here's the 0-1. Pitch will settle in. Backup pitch. That's a called strike. Quick 0-2 count to JJ. His first home run, a two-run home run in the second inning, came on an 0-2 pitch. Sent them both to right field. Wind is prevailing that way. 0-2, swings and misses. Well, this game will keep you humble. Even within the span of just three ABs, two home runs and a strikeout. So Espada now with his third strikeout since coming on. Two men down in the sixth, and here's Logan Davidson. Bob Carpenter decided that he was going to find out whether or not his guys were paying full attention to baseball, so he hired a private detective to follow some of the players after they departed the ballparks. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 to Logan. He's 1-for-2, a strikeout and a double. And apparently he was getting reports back from his private investigator that pitch drops low, it's one ball, make it two balls, no strikes. 2-0 to Logan Davidson. But then Bob Carpenter made the mistake of assigning the detective to follow a guy named Granny Hamner, who was a second baseman for the Phillies. And Granny figured it out. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Bounced toward first. It's going to be handled, actually, by the second baseman. Flip out of the glove, thank you very much, by Brantley Bell. 4-3 goes the putout. Niftily handled by Brantley. A little Baltimore chop kind of thing. And for the first time since the first inning, the Rockhounds will go in order. So we have played six at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Again, our game about 90 minutes late starting due to rain, but we are underway playing ball. And at the top of the stretch inning, Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top of San Antonio, 5-0.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, Rockhounds lead 5-0, and Brantley Bell, who made the nice defensive play a moment ago, will lead it off for the Missions. And Shohei Tomioka delivers down the way for ball one, one ball and no strikes. Luis Aviles Jr. and Jorge Onya to follow in the Missions' seventh inning. Shohei set 1-0 pitch, drops down low, ball two, two balls, no strikes. I'm talking about Bob Carpenter, the Phillies owner, who wasn't convinced his team, despite being just a game out of first place in the National League in 1954, was really fully invested. Here's the 2-0 backup pitch up and in, ball three. So Shohei now with a 3-0 count to start the inning. So hired a private detective to follow various members of the team. It was on this date that he apologized publicly for it. Pitched down and away in a four-pitch walk. And, boy, that's not what you want to do. So one on, nobody down for Luis Aviles Jr. He has struck out and flung to right over two. And I found a story, and I was not able to find it again today, but I know it's out there somewhere. I believe there's a story that details Granny Hamner, the Philadelphia second baseman, discovering the fact that he was being tailed by a private detective. And apparently Granny had some fun with the guy. Made him look pretty bad. Called strike to Avila's 0-1. So Bob Carpenter on this day apologized to Granny Hamner for having him followed by a private detective. Can you imagine if he did that today? Oh, my goodness. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Twitter might explode, and I'm not sure that isn't a good idea, but that's neither here nor there. But 1954, yep, he did it. Thought his guys were out messing around too much, I guess. One ball, one strike. Pitch swung on in, missed. Boy, just a baffling breaking ball, and the count is a ball and two strikes. A while ago, and then baseball intervened, I believe one of the J.J. Schwarz home runs, in fact, mentioning Corpus Christi defeated Tulsa back-to-back games. They made him mad, I'm guessing. 1-2 pitch, drops to the dirt, good block by Shane. 2-2 the count. Tulsa took a 10-0 lead into the ninth in that game, I believe. Tulsa 10, Corpus Christi 1. Yeah, the book scored in the bottom of the ninth. Tulsa allowing only 3 hits in that game, 1 run. That pitching staff is just off the charts good. 2-2 pitch, bounce, foul, big swing, and a foul ball off of Vilas's bat. I mentioned this yesterday. You look at the league leaders. Tulsa pitching, earned run average 2.87. Next best, Northwest Arkansas, 3.96. More than a point difference. 2-2 stretch and pitch, swung on and looped into center field, and coming on, Butler slides, and he got it. No, he didn't. The ball got by him. In and out of the glove, and that will be a double. Oh, what an effort by Butler. Lawrence, and he pounds his glove, could not make the play at second and third with nobody out. He had it in the glove, but could not hang on. That was a sliding effort by Butler. And just slightly left of center field, and now the mission's in business. Avilés with a double. And it's 2-1 now with nobody down. Third hit allowed by Shohei. And here is Jorge Onya. 1-for-2 with a strikeout looking and a base hit. So the Missions, and remember in the first two games of this series, yesterday the Missions ran away and hid pretty much, but first two games of this series come up with big swings of the bat late. Boy, did I say this game will keep you humble. Lawrence barely missed a brilliant catch. Now has to go and collect the ball that got off the grass berm in deep right center. And now we're ready to go. Second to third, nobody out. So San Antonio looking to, again, come from behind or come up with a big swing, more accurately, to try and away to Onya. They led the game early on Tuesday afternoon. Hounds came back to tie, and the Missions actually took a lead, and the Missions came up with a big swing or two late, swinging a foul out of play, 1-1. Tied the game late to the Missions on Tuesday, sent it into extras, and that's where Chandler Siegel came up with what turned out to be the game winner. And the Missions scored the game winner in the late innings in the 6-5 win, as well as shot up to that, and Tomioka caught it! Oh, my goodness. I mean, a self-defense catch on a line drive up the middle. My goodness. Hear the crowd react. And, boy, Shohei's going to take a deep breath. I don't blame him. That ball was ripped, and Shohei caught it. And, I mean, that was right at him. Yeah, Bobby Crosby and athletic trainer Jake Ruthie are both going to come out. I think maybe that ball may have gotten Shohei a little bit. J.J. Schwarz, first baseman, patting him on the shoulder. He caught it with the ball basically against, or his glove against his chest, I think. And it was a line drive. So it's second and third, one man down, but they're going to talk to Shohei a little bit here. Boy, that is terrifying. I mean, that ball was an absolute laser. They're going to have him throw a pitch or two. I'm sure he took an extra couple of deep breaths after making that catch. So I'm guessing, he nods and says he's okay after throwing the pitch, but Jake having a, he's not. He's going to come out of the game. He is going to come out of the game. He nodded, but I guess what he was saying was, yeah, there's something wrong. So, boy, Rockhounds have all of a sudden been bitten by the injury bug, been a bug of some sort going around among the pitching staff as well, illness. Boy, all of a sudden, and Cooper Bowman injured yesterday. Jeremy Ironman has a hand injury. He is sidelined. Jake Walkinshaw was just added to the injured list. Rockhounds pitcher was started a couple of days ago. And now Shohei comes out. So Austin Briggs will come on the pitch. He will inherit second and third with one man down. Well, again, we don't get replays here, and at some point that would be nice to be able to get that done, but at this point we don't. And, for example, yesterday on the play at second on which Cooper Bowman was injured, I thought maybe it was the throw that had hit him, and it turns out, no, it was just the force of the collision. And Cooper is sidelined and will be apparently at least a while. And here it appeared, and I think this time it might be correct. Yesterday I was off on trying to describe how Cooper was injured, but again, without a second look, sometimes tough to tell. That line drive was right back up the middle, and Shohei caught it, but I'm guessing the glove was basically against his chest when he did. So he caught it, but there was impact as well. And when he tried to throw a warm-up toss, I saw him, he turned and nodded, or appeared to nod or say something to Jake Ruthier, thought he might be okay, but instead what he was saying was that, nope, that something was a little bit wrong, so Shohei out of this game. Ray Patrick Ditter, the number 9 hitter in the order, will be the batter. Boy, sure hope Shohei is okay, and that was one terrific catch on a scary line drive. So now here is Ditter, runners at second and third, one man out in the line shot, and a swing and a miss. Ditter chases the first pitch from Austin down and away for a ball, or down out of the zone rather, a swinging strike, chased it. Austin Briggs 0-1 in 10 outings, 6.17 the ERA, 0-1 pitch, outside for a ball, 1-1, and has a blown save, in fact, in this series. 11 2/3, 15 hits, 8 walks, 15 strikeouts. Left-hander delivers, that is down and in and blocked by Shane McGuire. Keeps it close enough, runners cannot try to advance. Runners at second and third, one man down. Top of the seventh inning and a 2-1 count now to Ray Patrick Ditter. And Connor Ty Cobb Hollis waiting on deck at the top of the order. Well, he has been good in this series. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball down the way a bit, and Ditter went after it. 2-2 count. Austin wanting a new baseball, and we'll get that. Ditter hit by a pitch and caught stealing in the third inning, one of two batters or base runners thrown out by Shane McGuire. 3-1 pitch. Check me, 2-2 pitches inside. Scoreboard was incorrect there. It is now 3-2. Count is full, 3-2. First base is open, one man down. Ditter waits. Count full. Stretch and pitch by Briggs. Got him! Swing and a miss. Down and in. He's out on strikes. So, two men down in the inning. And now the batter is Connor Hollis.
First stop, Connor.
Connor, even with his terrific start to the series, was hitting 202 coming into this game. But he's probably the guy you want up there right now. First delivery swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1. Connor, right-handed hitter. He walked in at first. He has singled twice. 2-for-2 in the game. 7-for-11 in the series. 0-1 pitch. Down and in, and again, McGuire, a good block. Well, Shane's done an outstanding job behind the plate. He's blocked two or three pitches, and again, he's thrown out a couple of base runners trying to steal second. Boy, including that throw from his knees to get Ray Patrick Ditter back in the third. 1-1 stretch, pitch by the left-hander. Down and in, again blocked by McGuire. 2-1. Tirso Ornelas in the on-deck circle for San Antonio. It's 5-0 Hounds, but 2-1, both in scoring position. Stretch by Austin, 2-1 pitch, way high and away. Ball 3, 3-1. Looks in, has the sign. Left-hander set at the belt. 3-1. Pitch to Hollis. Nope, it's up high. Ball 4. So they are now loaded up. And the batter will be Tirso Ornelas. So to give you a little perspective on this, the Rockhounds leading 5-0, but if you made a pitching change right now, not saying that that is the case, but if a pitcher was brought in right now, it would be a save situation. Tying run is on deck. Ornelas waits, base is full, pitch by Briggs, swung on and missed. Count quickly 0-1. Tirso has struck out, flown out to left, and lined out sharply to right field. Left-handed hitter, 193 coming in. Pitch by Briggs, swing and a miss. Boy, another breaking pitch. Quick 0-2 count. Lightning flashing, the night sky lighting up. That wind is still very strong again, blowing out toward right field. 10 miles an hour at first pitch, and it's closer to 20 now. Here's the 0-2 stretch. The pitch on the way by Briggs, down and away, and another good block by Shane McGuire. A ball and two strikes. Boy, Shane has blocked, what is that, 4 or 5, I would think, in this inning. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Ornelas at the plate. Bases full, two men down, stretch, kicking the 1-2 pitch down and away. Ball 2-2. Outfield is pretty well straight away for Ornelas. Bell leads off third, Aviles off second, Hollis off first. Here's the 2-2 stretching pitch, and that ball is sent back up the middle, and it's going to be handled by Hernandez. It short throws to first from the outfield. Grassen got it. I think that will go 1-6-3. That was a line drive up the middle. I think Austin deflected it. Darryl Hernandez made the play, and he was on the outfield grass, couldn't get the force out, and he was kind of leaning back a little bit and just fired that thing to first. So I believe that'll go 1-6-3. In any event, the threat is denied. The inning is over. We'll do some non-Googleable trivia coming up for you. Village Car Wash score. Take me out to the ballgame time. Hounds 5, Missions nothing.
But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Rockhounds dodging a potential rally there by the Missions. Boy, a couple of line drives back through the box, and both turned into outs. Non-Googleable trivia. I would think this is one of the nastiest jobs ever given to a spokesperson, a press secretary type, short of the, you know, it's not exactly the same level as, say, the White House. No matter who's in office, press secretary, they are given some rough assignments. But I would think as a spokesperson for a team, a big league team, arguably the worst job ever handed to a spokesperson to explain a ridiculous decision. We will explain briefly. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. A lightning flashes again, and Shane McGuire takes a called strike. Shane 0 for 2 at the plate, but he has been outstanding behind the dish tonight. McGuire, Calabrese, then back to the top for Denzel Clark. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count. New York Yankees had a spokesperson named Jason Zillow. I guess it's Zillow, Z-I-L-L-O. And they sent this poor guy out to meet with the media to announce a ridiculous decision and then to somehow make it sound good. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Three-pitch whiff. So Shane, tough night at the plate. But again, he is, boy, has he earned his keep behind home plate. Fourth strikeout for Espada. Jason Zillow, or Zio, goes out, meets the media, and he is said to announce that this, the product, will no longer be sold at Yankee Stadium, product of which had been around for about 100 years. This was 2004. Pitch swung on, ground ball, too long, hops to second base. Handled, edge of the grass by Bell, turn and toss, and Chase Calabrese retired. So Chase 1-for-3 in this game. Quickly 2-up, 2-down. Now, the Yankees sent this guy out to explain this decision. It is a product that is referred to at virtually every ballpark, minors to majors, and virtually, if not literally, at every game. Backup pitch, called strike to Denzel, 0-1. But on this date in 2004, Jason Zillow had to march out and explain to the Yankees would no longer make this product available. They had a better one. Pitch swung on in, missed, quick 0-2 count. So it's mentioned in every ballpark, basically every game. We mentioned it here just a few moments ago. But you couldn't get it anymore at Yankee Stadium beginning on this date, and their excuse was ridiculous. You see, if you come up with the product, then I'll tell you what they replaced it with. We just mentioned it, just sang about it a few minutes ago. Pitch, boy, to call third strike, and Denzel knew it. Boy, Espada has really been sharp. That's five strikeouts since coming on, and he retires a side again in order for the second consecutive inning. So Espada has been very sharp. The Missions had an opportunity in the top of the seventh. It went by the boards, but Espada has kept the Rockhounds in check. The end of seven will, and I know it's Googleable by now, but we will answer the non-Googleable trivia coming up, along with a quick look at the line score. Austin Briggs, we go back to the mound. We go to the top of the eighth. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 5, San Antonio nothing.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We have played seven. Game number four of the six-game series. Rockhounds trying to break through against the San Antonio Mission team that has won the first three. At the top of the eighth inning, Pedro Castellanos will lead it off against left-hander Austin Briggs. Trivia answer coming up, and let's look at the line score through seven. Missions no runs on six hits and an error. 0-6-1. Rockhounds 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Pitch, good fastball down the middle, called strike 0-1. And the Rockhounds have done it largely with big swings of the bat. Four of the 5 runs coming on home runs, the other on a triple. Pitch, a called strike. Quick 0-2 count to Castellanos. Daniel Johnson and Michael De La Cruz will follow here in the eighth inning. Briggs pitched to Castellanos, ripped it, base hit to left field. Boy, Castellanos is a big guy, big, strong hitter. And, boy, sometimes it looks like he's swinging a wiffle ball bat. That was an 0-2 pitch, and he just lined that thing into left field. Speaking of bats, he snapped one over his knee last night after a strikeout. But he is on base, one on, nobody down. Each team now with seven base hits. Rockhounds got on the board when Darryl Hernandez walked in the second. Lázaro Armenteros drove him in with a triple. Pitch down and away, and another good stop by McGuire behind the plate. Moments later, J.J. Schwarz, a two-run homer on an 0-2 pitch. And the Hounds led 3-0. Solo home runs by Lawrence Butler in the third inning, and J.J.'s second of the game, solo in the fourth. And it's 5-0 Rockhounds with a long ball and a triple. Pitch down and away, two balls, no strikes. Teams play tomorrow evening at 7. Fireworks to follow Sunday in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, and that'll wrap up this series. Stretch by Briggs, 2-0 pitch, swung on and bounced toward first, and that's handled by J.J. Goes to second base for one, the relay throw. It's not going to be in time, but he got the lead runner. Good play by J.J. Schwarz. Darryl Hernandez covers the bag at second. 3-6 goes the putout. One man down, fielder's choice for Daniel Johnson. Mission's back home next Tuesday. They'll host Amarillo Tuesday through Sunday at Nelson Wolf Stadium. And the Rockhounds will be on the road beginning next week for 2 weeks. Pitch just up high. Ball one to Michael De La Cruz. Switch hitting catcher batting from the right side against the Rockhounds left-hander, Austin Briggs. When the Hounds come back up the road, it'll be June. What a scary bouncing ball foul. Then the count is 1-1. These teams coming in tied for the top spot thanks to San Antonio's three victories in the first three games of this series. Came in three games back, but these teams share the South Division lead at 19-17. 1-1 pitch, ground ball toward third, but a foul ball. And it is 1-2. Amarillo is leading Frisco. They are actually a little bit further behind due to weather than we are. They were delayed. And Corpus Christi was smacked around by Tulsa tonight, 10-1. Amarillo leading Frisco, 2-1. Ways to go in that one. Bouncing ball, foul wide of third, and a one ball, two strike count. So that's where we stand on our game summary. What was it? Oh, and that was off the foot of of De La Cruz, I'm sorry. Yeah, Michael, boy, he's still down. That really got him. The athletic trainers have been far too busy in this series. David Bryan will come back out, and he will attend to De La Cruz. Boy, he is really hurting. He drops back down to his knee. Again, without a replay, impossible to tell where it got him. But, boy, Michael's having trouble standing up. Boy, he is really hobbling. Left foot, perhaps. Well, you know, so many of the guys wear those protective devices down around the shin, the ankle, the top of the shoe. And that is, in relative terms, that's a modern invention. Well, I mean, what, the first 80, 90 years of Major League Baseball, how did those guys get along without that 1-2 pitch? And that's down in the dirt this time. That will get away, and wild pitch will allow the runner to go down to second base. So a 2-2 count, wild pitch. I'm guessing. I'll go ahead and guess. Wild pitch it is. Daniel Johnson on at second base. Now, Shane's blocked almost everything on this night, but that one was a little too much to handle. Runner in scoring position, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 3-2. So a 5-0 score here. New York Yankees on this date decided they wouldn't sell it at their ballpark anymore. They found something better. It's that product we just had the song about not long ago. It was a swing and a bouncer. That is a foul ball. Wide of third. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Nope, not at Yankee Stadium. Not on this date in 2004. The Yankees sent this poor schmuck out to try to make it sound good. Jason Zillow. The Yankees came up with a replacement. Boy, huge bolt of lightning just flashed out. A product known as Crunch and Munch. Yeah, right, I got your Crunch and Munch right here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, way up high, and ball 4 and a wild pitch. So, boy, you hear the thunder clap, my goodness. So, De La Cruz is on the walk and the second wild pitch, and it's first and third with just one man down. The Rockhounds will get activity now in the bullpen as Bradley Bell, who has been really productive in this series, will be the batter. But Bobby Crosby going to come out of the dugout. Let's see if that is that's going to be it for Austin. So he struggled a bit. Walked a couple of batters, 2 wild pitches and a hit. So it'll be first and third. One man down in the inning here in the eighth. Now Austin will walk to the dugout. And good bunch here tonight. It's a much smaller crowd than it was early. Still dealing with a little bit of mist and that kind of thing, but also, of course, the hour is later than it otherwise would be, with an hour and a half delay before the start of this one. And Grant Holman will come on. Grant joined the ball club on the last road trip. Made a couple of appearances. What a welcome to Double A. Your first two outings were at Amarillo's Hodgetown, where pitchers go to weep. For Austin Briggs, he'll go one inning. Gives up one base hit, no runs. He's responsible for both men on base. He walked 2, struck out 1, and 2 wild pitches. Grant holding on to pitch. So here was the deal as Grant warms up. 2004, the Yankees had a new product. They were getting rid of Cracker Jack. They said the reason, and this, of course, is complete hokum. They sent this guy out, Jason Zillow, to say that they had chosen to go with Crunch and Munch because it tasted better than Cracker Jack. Blasphemy! Come on now. Actually, Frito-Lay, the folks who at that time were producing Cracker Jack, decided to put it in bags instead of boxes, and apparently this angered the Yankees, and so they decided that they would go with Crunch and Munch because it tasted better than Cracker Jack. I say poppycock. That's probably a snack food too, isn't it? But I mean, come on. Buy me some peanuts and Crunch and Munch. I don't care if it costs me a bunch. Anyway, Crunch and Munch. If you are wondering, Cracker Jack was soon again available at Yankee Stadium because fans went out of their minds. Oh, goodness. And Jason Zillow, man, that's just that. You got abused right there, my friend. Here is Bradley Bell, first and third, breaking pitch, swung on and missed 0-1. Grant Holman opening the season with Advanced Day Lansing, the Lugnuts. Out of the bullpen here and making his third appearance with the Rockhounds. 0-1 pitch, drops down to the dirt, blocked again by McGuire. De La Cruz was tempted. Now, there is some lightning apparently in the area, we are now told. And I think we have seen it. I think the fans can see it pretty clearly because, well, we've had a couple of huge flashes. Grant, 2 appearances, 4 innings, 3 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. The 1-1 bends down and in. Ball 2, 2-1. Not much rain falling, if any. Might be a little tiny bit of light mist. Always tough to tell from the broadcast booth. There appears to be just a little bit of mist falling. 2-1 pitch from Grant. Swung on, ground ball. Harris makes a play, goes to second base for one. And the throw goes wide. Brett Harris will talk to himself for a week. He doesn't make those mistakes. He threw it wide, and it'll be an error on Harris. Run will score. That will be an RBI for Bradley Bell. You can assume the run would have scored anyway, so it is now 5-1. Fielder's choice for Bell, fielder's choice RBI. The error allows De La Cruz to come to third. It's first and third with a run in. The run is charged to Austin Briggs. And it would be, I don't know if you're going to get a double play on that. Bell runs pretty well. Here's Avilas now. He swings and slices one foul. It's 0-1. So it's 5-1, and the tying run is now on deck. Aviles in this game is 1-for-3. Luis doubled his last time up. Count is 0-1. Scoreboard is behind by a pitch. Pitch will drop down low for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. So first and third are the runners. Scoreboard has 5-2. This has me perplexed. Score is 5-1, is it not? Scoreboard is 5-2. Boy, the electronic age in the scoreboard drives me crazy. Swinging, that's a short drive. Swinging strike two, it's 1-2. The batter is Luis Aviles Jr. Well, now the scoreboard is 5-0, and the count is wrong. Other than that, everything's just copacetic. My goodness, the correct count is 1-2. The score is 5-1. I'm going to stay with that. Runner at first base goes, swing and a miss. McGuire throws, but that goes into center field, and a run will score. And how ironic is that? Shane has been so good behind the plate in this game. But my goodness, his throw here was wide. So Aviles is out on strikes. Two men down. But De La Cruz comes across to score on the throwing error. And again, there is thunder and lightning in the area, so folks encouraged to maybe wait that out in their cars. And that is part of an emergency plan. Brian Mitchell, our groundskeeper, coming out, and he will talk to our home plate umpire, Ray Patchen. So a strikeout, run scores on another error. It is 5-2. Scoreboard still has 5-1. And a stolen base for Bell. Pitch down and in. Huge bolt of lightning just flashed. Pitch down and in for a ball. Bell was running. The throw went wide. In to score is De La Cruz. It's 5-2. One on, two out. 1-0 pitch by Holman. Down and in, and that got away. But McGuire blocks that. It's 2-0. So an ugly inning. The leadoff base hit for Castellanos. That was a clean base hit. Daniel Johnson reaching the fielder's choice, then two wild pitches, a walk, and two errors. Bell, I am fairly certain, gets an RBI in his fielder's choice, but again, the Hounds kind of helped in that ground ball to shortstop. Hernandez makes the play, and his throw is in time, and the inning at long last is over. That is not one exactly that you want to put in your scrapbook. The Missions get a couple of runs in the inning. Two runs, one hit, two errors, and one man left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Missions are on the board. Our Village Car Wash score now reads the Rock Hounds 5 and the Missions 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
A less than pretty top half of the eighth from the Rockhounds perspective anyway. It's a 5-2 ball game. Batter will be Lawrence Butler. He is 2-for-3 in this game with a solo home run. Lawrence takes, and that's a Now batting called Stryko at one. Yeah, Mission's going to the bullpen. Forgive me, I'll get caught up here. I was looking at earned runs, which I think are incorrect in the box score. Fly ball into center field, but on the move and tracking it down in stride is Daniel Johnson. Lawrence Butler with a fly ball, fairly well hit. Again, though, that was pretty much into the wind, and boy, not much going to carry into that wind. One man down, here's Brett Harris. I'm going to track Brett down tomorrow and tell him to blame everything in this game on the broadcaster. 0 for 3 plus an error, and I promise you, an error for this guy is both unusual and he will take it to heart. Tries to bunt, drops one down, and that ball is going to just dribble foul. Had a little bit of top spin, ticking counterclockwise and roll foul. Brett, a strikeout, two bounce outs, and a throwing error. He's got such a great attitude. Again, had a long conversation with him today in addition to a recorded piece we did. But I want to tell you, what do we have? They have lightning in the area. That is my guess. I think they're going to bring the guys off the diamond. Oh, my goodness. Well, wouldn't you know, didn't quite get enough baseball into the books. If lightning is close enough, then it is basically not even judgment. And apparently, lightning in the area. I don't know. Boy, they make it the tarp out. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they are. So apparently, we're expecting rain to hit. Maybe it might just be a lightning delay, but not the tarp is going to be. They're going to unfurl the tarp as well. My goodness, it's going to be a long night at the ballpark. Of course, there's so much information available these days in terms of the weather, and I think I was going to go over and talk to Luke Montz, the San Antonio manager, and it isn't even the case of do the umpires decide, well, we can play another couple of outs, we can try to get to here or to there. If lightning gets within a certain distance, then the players, and against a safety issue entirely, are then taken off the diamond. And let's see, are they going to unroll the tarp? Yeah, sure are. So, boy, apparently we've got some weather coming. So we're in the last of the eighth inning, and we will have a delay here with bases empty and one man down to the Rockhounds eighth inning. Ball game was delayed in starting by about an hour and a half. So the game started at 8:30, playing just a little over 2 hours, about 2 hours, 10, 15 minutes in the eighth inning. So the game actually is going at a fairly, what is now, a normal pace. But it is now going to grind to a halt. And if the tarp is coming out, and it is indeed being unfurled as we speak in the wind and the lightning, apparently the forecast says that we are going to get some more rain. And mentioned right at the top of the broadcast, there are showers expected basically throughout the rest of the night, maybe early morning. Hopefully not through tomorrow. Fireworks night coming up tomorrow. But the tarp has now been deployed in the wind and the lightning. A couple of those lightning bolts, by the way, were pretty doggone effective and pretty impressive. So this ball game in the bottom of the eighth, the Rockhounds lead by a score of 5-2. Hounds have built the lead on home runs and one triple. Led 5-0. The Missions have had a good number of base runners on in this game. They have left 9 men on base. They have grounded into one double play, had a caught stealing, had actually two caught stealings, a double play, and had a runner thrown out trying to extend a single into a double. So they have left 9 men on base and had 4 other base runners kind of go by the board. So 13 base runners have been squandered one way or another in this game, and it's only a 3-run contest. And that is where this one will come to a halt, at least for now. There is enough lightning in the area that I think we will shut down two, at least for a short while, just in case, because lightning and electronics, of course, as you very well know, don't exactly go together very well. So we'll come back and let you know what this ball game has in store, if we have any more baseball on the night. But for now, from Momentum Bank Ballpark, with the Rockhounds leading it 5-2 in the bottom half of the eighth inning, we will say so long for now and rejoin you as soon as we can here on Rockhounds Radio and MidlandRockhounds.org.